Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Damn.
Kill this and kill that. Treaty this, treaty that. What y'all get paid every time? Y'all miss a kill and treaty name. Ah, sis. Ah. They want it like that, sis. We're going to break it down real simple. You know what I mean? We're going to make sure they kill us. You know? Huh?
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. K-E-L-L and Lady C. Oh, well, it's well. It's another Tuesday. Our day, we getting down in our way. We'd like to welcome all of y'all to Kale's Corner, where we don't bother, and we gonna do this sports thing like no other. We'd like to say what's up to the brothers and sisters that's listening in, calling in, and being our friend. We can't pretend, we know for real, without y'all here, the show's no deal, but it's a real deal, cause everybody listening in. Yo, they don't pretend, and we gonna, yo, we gonna break it down for this Kale's Corner. Hey, ha ha ha, yeah. Trees.
All right, now.
That all don't right, get me man. Every time. That's all give me so much energy. For real, for real. I would like to say, hey, hello, how you doing? Welcome to Kale's Corner. And Lady T doing her thing, holding it down like a true co-host would. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? Hey, Tree don't know y'all, but one day I'm going to be like, Tree, I don't feel good. You got that. Tree, you got that. And I know for a fact.
That.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Say, Joe, it ain't, I ain't even going to get into all that. Hey, Tree. How was your weekend,
hey,
baby?
Don't do it to him all at one time.
I ain't going to do it to him. I am going to brag, though, because these Beats headphones, they the snap snigger that's thinking of bop, bop, boom, bam, bizzle for shizzle. my sizzle. You know what
I'm
talking
about? I'm glad.
Man, I'm loving these joints. I am loving these joints. And again, thank you everyone who participated with my co-host and kept the secret. I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all almost got Reese bombed out. Because I was like, you knew? She was like, yeah. I was like, why you ain't tell me? She said, Kale, it was supposed to be a surprise. She said,
yeah.
It's supposed to be. But I'm nosy, young. You know? I'm just nosy, young. That's all I got to say about that. You know, we're going to leave that right there. But your boy is nosy. Real. Very, very nosy. And I like to know
that's
everything
really
going
together,
on.
Because I'm nosy, too.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And you know what? We're on top of information because we find out it all. So, yeah, take that to the people. Take that to the
that's
people
right.
Who don't know, who tell us we shouldn't be nosy. Anyway, on today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will discuss the weekend it was in sports with TV host and Fox NFL pregame analyst Michael Strahan being launched on a trip into space. Wow, you know, we got to talk about my man Shaq. And Trish, you ain't gonna believe Shaq's statements over the Staples Center's changing their name. You know, and why he's glad that they are. You know.
We're gonna
have to take a second and pause for the calls with the
loss of the Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas. Wow, you know, young man lost, you know, and it just goes to show you, Trees, you know, we have to really and truly find a way to enjoy every single moment that we're given on this earth, because we don't know when it's not. You feel me?
Yeah, when the time is up, the time is up. No, no do-overs.
No, not one. So we're gonna discuss that, get into that. Week 14 of the NFL. That's what this Demaryius Thomas thing just threw me for a loop. Week 14 of the NFL, we're going to discuss winners and losers and what we've learned from each, you know, because there's a little bit that was learned about the winning teams and the losing teams as well. Lady T will reveal, her week 14 edition of Lady T's Pick'em. Yeah. Somebody won. I don't know who. You know what? I was talking to Debo last night.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday, it's like tradition now. We talk on the phone, and he was like, you know who won? And I'm like, no. Trish ain't going to tell me her stubborn ass. Ooh, excuse me. I said, Trish not going to tell me. I said, Trish don't never tell me, huh? He was like, no. Oh, okay. Then he started going on with, Lou had this number, and Marcus had this number, and Reese had this number, and Mima had this number. Yeah. And I was like, dog, we'll find out tomorrow, man. We'll find out tomorrow, you know. Just take it off your mind till then, you know what I mean? He was like, yeah. How you going to be keeping up with it every week? You know, you supposed to know. I'm like, cuz, dog, there's a lot of people you talking about keeping up with.
Yeah, it's a lot of paperwork.
Keeping up with what? Yeah, I ain't got time to be doing all that. And I'll find out, you know, I'll find out what I'm supposed to. You know what I mean? So, right. Yeah.
I keep all the paperwork
exactly.
Just in case there's any discrepancies or anything. I can pull out my paperwork and, you know, leave a paper trail.
That's why you perfect for this job. You are perfect for that job because DMV care, I'm trying to tell you, they'd be like, that Bama cheating. That Bama, no.
You see, when we had that mistake the last time, I was texting you like, oh, I made a mistake. I couldn't live with myself.
Hey, look, not even 2 seconds after we hung up the show, y'all, Teresa was texting me, Kale, oh, my God, Kale. And she felt bad about it. And I'm telling y'all, my co-host, Young, she doesn't realize, but it's certain little things like that let me know, you know, the right choice was made, man. You know, seriously, it lets me know that the right choice was made because you're viewing this thing and you accepting this thing as yours. As you should, as I want you to, you know, and to the point where it bothered you when something was wrong, and you felt like it was your fault. So you was like, oh, hold on, AK, we got to change this, get them dudes on the phone, we got to talk to them, and their reception. You know, the way they received it, you know, was another stamp. It was another stamp that, yeah, we're doing the right thing. Things are going in the right direction, really. So now, I only got one more thing that I need.
Okay.
And that's for my meme. That's for my meme to win. She got to win,
yes.
Man. Because I want
did.
Everyone. Yeah, man. I want it. It ain't about the money. It's the bragging right. You know,
it's
ain't nothing like family. Ain't nothing like telling 57, shut up, I won.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Debo, big boy. Ain't nothing like telling Marcus, man, please, I won, dog. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm fortunate, well, I've been fortunate enough to have my own little shut up with Marcus because we all remember Marcus wanted Washington to lose. So it's been
that's
like,
right.
Yay. Yeah, but anyway, y'all, we gonna look at us. See what y'all do. Y'all just make me go off and yeah. I ain't gonna do that at all. So listen, y'all, tell somebody, call somebody, tell them Kale and Reese. How did I say Reese? Kale and Tree.
She's here too.
Yeah, Reese. Yeah, she's here too. But my co-host is Tree. Kill and Treese on the corner, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. Let's get it. Reese must be talking about me somewhere.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, that's not the one I wanted to play, y'all. This the one I wanted to play.
Jay-Z that, Jay-Z this. Get off Jay-Z,
give me no money.
Y'all niggas get front page articles, y'all mention Jay-Z name. Sing on, Jay-Z, Jay-Z, and Jay-Z news. I understand what y'all trying to do. I bought the flute this time, though. Check. Unleash the flute.
Now, I got to get into this thing, and Treese.
Yes, sir.
I got a beef with
okay.
Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
Because he tried to enter his way into the NFL by smudging Daniel Snyder's name, right?
Right.
So now not only does he have a spotlight, a cameo appearance on NFL pregame Sunday, you know, but he's nestling his way up into the hearts of the people who run the NFL.
Right.
How you ask? By allowing Michael Strahan, listen, I'm telling y'all, man, everything is a political move.
Absolutely.
We can't be sleeping. We cannot sleep, especially when you're talking about billionaires. Especially
right.
when you're talking about billionaires. And you know, I was sitting there watching it, the pregame show, Treats, and I tell you, I was vexed. You know, I was vexed. I'm happy that Michael Strahan got the opportunity to go into outer space. But I'm blown that it's by the hands or the workings of Jeff Bezos.
Right.
Because he's still trying to take over our team. I know a lot of people didn't expect me to go this route with this because this is just something that I thought of. As a Washington football team fan, this is how this trip out of space by Michael Strahan settled with me. It was Jeff Bezos trying to get in good with the NFL, you know, so he can be in those closed doors meetings, and he can push his agenda. He can push his agenda to get rid of Dan Snyder.
Right.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, Treece. Maybe I'm wrong.
Now that's how it works. That's how it works, bro. Just like you said, that's
exactly
how billionaires move on.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm like, okay, y'all think we fools. Y'all think y'all got us fooled. But we're no fools. We're no dummies. Why wasn't if you're telling, because on the program they kept saying this one statement, Treece, and it locked in with me. Everybody should do this. Everybody should do this. We want more and more people to go to space. Well, you know what? Everybody can't afford to go to space, Jeff Bezos. But you can afford to take some regular civilians, family members, aunties, uncles, cousins, you know what I mean, neighbors. You can afford to take some of them to space where they come back and talk to their family members, neighbors, and friends and talk about how it was and the time that they had. But you chose Michael Strahan. I wonder why. And
right.
I'm going to say, and if anybody else did see this, please let us know. Text or call in and let us know, because I don't remember seeing Jeff Bezos on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan. Was he?
Right.
Or did I miss
him? No, we never. I've never seen him on there. I'm not going to say he's never been on there, but I've never seen him on there.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to ask this. If you have seen him on Good Morning America since Michael Strahan took the trip out of space, then please let us know. Text me or Tree and let us know, because I'd hate to be wrong on that. But I really don't recall hearing he on any occasion that Jeff Bezos was on Good Morning America with Strahan and the crew. You know, let's take a call on this. Let's go to our buddy Lou. What's happening, Lou?
Hey guys, how are you? You know, I just thought it was a rating stunt, really, to begin with, you know, for Fox, that they were going to put them in space or an ABC stunt, whatever. You know, so I don't know about being political. I just thought it was just, you know, like a rating exploit for Strahan and the networks.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
I mean.
I
never looked at anything political.
Right. Well, no. I'm not saying it's anything political NFL arena. Outside,
okay.
Now inside the NFL arena, it was very political. Inside the NFL, because Jeff Bezos has been trying to take, not just buy, but completely strong arm Daniel Snyder as the owner of the Washington football team.
Okay, that.
Yeah, that.
I get it now.
You understand what I'm saying, Lou? So,
yes.
You know, it's so important that we as fans open our eyes and see the whole objective. You know what I mean?
Right.
And right. That's why I say, that's why I ask the question, has anyone seen Jeff Bezos on Good Morning America? Because honestly, that's a show Michael Strahan does 5 days of the week. He does NFL Sunday 1 day.
Right.
1 day.
This Thursday's too.
Excuse me?
He's done Thursday night telecast too.
Okay. Okay. Well, cool. Well, I only saw him on the Sunday morning show. Jeff Bezos, that is. So I don't want to discuss any of the situations where Michael Strahan was business as usual with his regular co-host. I'm just speaking in terms of the show where Jeff Bezos was there. And I really want to know, was he on Good Morning America? Was he a part of that crew? Did he come and talk to? Because if the general public, like you said on Sunday, is who you are trying to reach, I would expect you to go on Good Morning America as well as NFL pregame, Sunday pregame, Fox pregame. I would expect you to do both. Am I wrong, Tree?
No.
Yeah,
I just looked it up and it said he was on Good Morning America July 19th, 2021.
July the 19th?
I'm going to make sure.
Strahan just went out of space last weekend. Last week. So that July 19th appearance, well, I'm not going to say it didn't have anything to do with that. I'm not going to say that. Because we know in the media they play that prep game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they hit you hard with what is to come. But my only thing is, seriously, if that July 19th show was about this space trip, then they should have had a follow-up show. Now that the trip has actually taken place, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm thinking that as well. Let's go to my man, Tang. What's up, Tang?
Hey,
Tang.
Hey, Miss T, Lou, Big Bro, how y'all doing today?
Great. And I did this on purpose. Because I wanted both of you, Lady T, and my man T, on the phone at the same time when I say happy 7th anniversary to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Y'all are the wind between, underneath Reese and I wings. Know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Much love and respect, always.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Yeah, thank you, and we appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Much love to y'all for being that example, dog. Seriously, you know.
I appreciate that.
When, real quick story, Treece and Tang came over last night, and Treece was messing with Reese about being so short. And Reese was, you know, when y'all got off the phone, Reese was just talking about how much she liked y'all and she appreciates y'all and she can't wait till the weather break and we can start doing things as couples, you know, waterfront, MDM and all that mess. And I was like, thank me, Reese. You got a, we have a couple friends because of me.
Okay.
She said, shut up. You got to take credit for everything. Yep. Yes, I do. But no, seriously, though.
I know that's right.
That's right. too. Happy anniversary to you guys, though. Now, back to Bezos, and his whole situation as far as with him, and you know,
your phone doing some crazy stuff, bro. Hold on.
Okay.
Back your phone up.
How about now?
Ginger. Nope. Ginger.
Okay. Shane, what do you think, Shane?
I haven't been paying too much attention to it because my brother said something to me the other day. Because the last week he was telling me about it, and he was saying that Jeff Bezos was taking people up in his face, and you can get up there in 10 minutes. So I just started laughing. I was like, yeah, whatever. And then it was crazy if he told me about it because he just called me the other day and said that Strahan went up there with him just the other day. Him and a couple of other people.
Right.
And then come right back. So I'm listening to you tell the story, and I really don't. Hello?
Go ahead. You hear?
Yeah, I'm listening to you tell the story, and I really, I'm just taking it all in because I didn't know that your face was trying to take the team and all that old other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man. He came with the full court press. The Georgetown press, y'all. After Dan Snyder trying to, you know, and he really did us a favor because he got Bruce Allen fired. He got Larry Michaels fired and a whole lot of people in the organization that, you know, shouldn't have been there. That weren't just about football. You know what I mean? So he helped us in that aspect. But he wanted Dan Snyder. And he still wants Dan Snyder. You know? And when I'm telling you, y'all, as soon as the pregame show said that, we're going to have, cause I forgot the organization that Jeff Bezos runs that is going out of space. I forgot what they called it. But they was like, yeah, we're going to have Jeff Bezos from yada, 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 the organization on the show live to talk about Strahan's trip. Well, you got Strahan right here. Why can't Strahan talk about Strahan's trip? But okay,
yeah.
No problem. You know, no problem. Just playing football, Strahan talked for a living. But I guess they felt, you know, they needed Jeff Bezos to come in. Maybe Jeff Bezos was just advertising his program. You know, I don't know, but I'm going to say he's trying another slick backhand way to get involved with the NFL, man.
Okay.
That's just the way I feel about it. Let's go to Big Boy. I'm sorry, Tang, were you going to say something?
No, sir. No, I was just listening to you finish it up. That's all. I'm good.
Okay. Come on, Big Boy.
Hey,
what's up, big boy?
What's up, man? I still hear that noise.
Hey. Yeah, I hear that noise, too.
That's Cam.
I hear that noise, too.
That's me, y'all.
I don't know if we had the part of the show where we're talking about Sunday yet.
No, we're not.
But
we're not.
Damn, talking
we're
big boy.
Hold it.
We're talking about Jeff Bezos trying another move at the NFL to get the owners and the voters on his side, because his money, he got billions of dollars, but it means nothing towards the ownership of the Washington football team.
He got to get in that good old boy network. Exactly.
They love Strahan. They love Strahan to death. Let me go on and get in good with Strahan, and then throw my rod out in the water again to see if the fish bites me this time.
Mm-hmm. Strahan names attached to the NFL. You can't say Michael Strahan and not think NFL football. You know what I'm saying? So they killing two birds with one stone. It's, you know, it's kind of like a self-conscious message. Have him know that's what he's trying to do. And he's using his money to try to buy some influence.
Right. Well, I think because he's already tried to come with money and it didn't do anything for him, I think it's that outer space influence that he's trying to do. That's why he made
the NFL a part of that platform. That's why Michael Strahan is there. He made the NFL a part of his space exploration platform. Now we're something.
Nick, what your phone
about
working
that.
At?
Your phone was breaking up.
You good?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
But now I was just saying that's why they had Strahan there to, you know, affiliate that whole thing, put the NFL on their platform without putting the NFL on the platform. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have certain permissions they wouldn't have to get if they just put a player on the platform and just did it as a space exploration. Him going on a trip. You know what I'm saying? If they'd have done it any other way, they'd have had other permissions and stuff they'd have to get. You know, through legal, the whole red tape box.
Right. That makes great sense, big boy, and I can feel you 1,000 on that. I can feel you 1,000% on that. Like I say, man, it's for me, and this is just me, but I'm gonna just say it. The hell with it. Can I just say it? Can I be me? Okay.
Yeah.
I have a hard time trusting billionaires, man. I have a real hard time trusting. I mean, because it's like nothing is just done to be done. It's an agenda. It's a effort behind everything they do. So it's like it's hard for me. It's hard for me to trust them. It's hard for me. And the fact that the chances of me and one of them being in a one-on-one setting in a room discussing anything are so far in between that it's like, you know, I just can't trust these families. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just can't, you know. But, hey, we'll see down the road, guys, exactly what, if anything, comes about with this. But that's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on, that Michael Strahan Jeff Bezos situation, you know. All right. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And three.
Yes.
Old Shaq done said something else, girl. Old Shaq, you know,
man.
I want you to tell me if he put his foot in his mouth or what. We'll discuss that when we come back, y'all.
Okay.
Just another one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Tell the promoter we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Take me to a
I love that song.
Good stuff. 2010.
Good stuff. Shaquille O'Neal in an interview this weekend said he's glad that the Staples Center is changing the name, because the Staples Center, as we all know it, belongs to him and Kobe. And the way that these Lakers are struggling now, he doesn't want the memory of the Staples Center associated, and I'm going to say it just like Chad said it, with these struggling-ass Lakers.
That's what he said? That's exactly what he said.
I ain't mad at him either. But damn, y'all.
He went hard. He do that all the time. He go hard. Shaquille O'Neal speak from the heart, and he just say whatever he got to say. He don't hold back.
I get it.
But what, Lou?
I get the reason why he wants to do it, but, you know, I think, you know, all this stuff, you know, changing names and whatnot, you know, thinking that, you know, doing business like that, I don't know. I think the Staples Center, that's a landmark game or not. I don't think it should be changed for that. You know, that's a landmark
No.
game. That's what gave the Lakers the championships and the LA Kings the championship and whatnot. I think it'd be a shame to, you know, and it's such a stupid name, too, to change it.
What's the name that they're changing it to, Lou?
The Crypto Center.
The Crypto Center, yeah. All the crypto junk. Oh, please.
Yeah, the Crypto.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crypto.com Arena.
Superman's dog. Crypto.
Yeah. I don't like that even.
Well, it is.
I don't like it even.
Well, they got Crypto. That's the opposite of Superman. That's why he don't really care.
Kryptonite. But Crypto
that's
is the dog.
That's what killed Superman. Kryptonite.
Wow. Wow.
That was a stupid name.
Come on in, Marcus.
What's going on,
Marcus?
Family?
What's
hey,
happening,
doing?
Bro? Ain't that, man. We,
okay.
Yeah, hey, excuse me real quick, Marcus. Y'all work with me. I got a little technical difficulty off and on here. but we're trying to keep it going and run the show smooth. So let's all play okay, everything all right. And if it's not, send me a text. Okay. Let me know. Come on, Marcus.
Yes, sir.
What do you think? How do you feel about Shaq Thompson?
I mean, I like Shaq as a, you know, I like Shaq as a person, as a player, you know. So I mean, I feel where he's coming from, you know. If that was my former team, I totally understand his emotions on the subject.
Right.
But to be honest with you, I don't care nothing about the Lakers. They can be called half fake. I don't care.
They could be half baked young. That's
yeah. I don't care.
The LA half baked.
Yeah.
Okay. The has been the LA O team.
Mm.
Yeah. You know.
Y'all wrong. For
I'm
that,
just saying. I'm just saying. You know.
I feel.
Wow. Wow, y'all wrong for that, man. He called him the half-baked. I don't know why that name is always funny to me, man. Half-baked. It's always been hilarious to me, man. You know, well, hey, you know. So, you know, hey, and I'm like Marcus, you know, if this was an organization where I stood proud, won championships, left a legacy, and to see these guys, like, you know, it's in a funny way, it's kind of like Wes Unseld with the Wizards, you know, because I, for one, knew that a sabotage was afoot when he traded away our championship chance and team to Detroit. I knew it was a sabotage afoot then, and. Wes Unseld was a part of the only Wizard team to win a title. You know what I mean? So he doesn't want to be remembered as, oh, the first Wizards team that won a title. You know, why he never thought of bringing a title here as a general manager is crazy to me, because I would think, you know, hey, that would be your goal. You know what I mean? That would be a move that you would want to make. You know? So I don't know, man. I don't know. As far as Shaq's comments, he's entitled. He's entitled. Why is he entitled? Because he won a championship for the organization. Because he left it all. Now, in practice, and this was Kobe's biggest complaint about Shaq, in practice, Shaq was lazy. Shaq didn't give 100% in practice. He had a hard time toting all that weight around in practice. He wanted to save it for the game. So him and Kobe Bryant stayed at odds over this. But every game, Shaq brought it. Every game that he was suited, and on that floor, you didn't have to ask a question, where's Shaquille? You knew what he was going to bring, and you knew how he was going to perform. So So I can understand where he's coming from. And he has a right. Seriously, y'all. He has a right. Because those Laker teams in the 2000s won because of what he did. Late 90s, 2000s, because of what Shaq brought to the team. So yes. We can't say, you know, Shaq don't have a right to say that, but it is kind of rough for him to say, you know, these sorry ass Lakers. Talk about the current team. Let's go to our Huckleberry, man. What's happening, 57?
What's up? I'm your Huckleberry. Hey, man.
What's what do, big bro?
What's up, family? How y'all doing?
We're going to be good. We're going to be good if you stay on topic. If you stay on topic, we're great. Damn, he done got silent on us.
Right. He didn't mute himself. He didn't mute himself.
Stay on topic. All of this go to school on time.
That's right.
Go to school.
Follow the rules, sir. Follow the rules,
you know.
Sir. How you feel about the Staples Center changing their name and what Shaq said? That's what we're talking about right now, sir.
Well,
how you feel about that?
I had a whole speech ready, too.
I'm going to say that. You have to say
that.
I
kind of agree with Shaq. I wouldn't want the house that I built associated with a bunch of losers either.
Losers?
Think about it. They won their championship with LeBron during the bubble season. You know, I mean, everybody say they played, and everybody played. But to me, that's just the way I feel about it, you know. You know,
he
won it.
Go ahead, everybody was in the bubble. They weren't in the bubble.
That's my opinion. That's how I feel about it.
You're right.
You know?
Okay, you're right.
You know, they playing the whole season this year, and if you couldn't stay healthy during the bubble season, now you got a full season, you can't stay healthy, and you got a loaded team, and you're not running away with the league like you thought you would.
Right.
You know,
what
I
you feel about
with
the name
Shaq.
Change? So you like the name change? You don't really care about what he says?
I agree with Shaq. You know, as far as the name change, I'm gonna put it like this. I didn't like it when they built the Staples Center, went from the Forum to the Staples Center.
The Forum.
But y'all know these places, Staples Center, Forum, the Verizon Center, the phone booth, all those people have contracts with these people. So when the contract is up, everybody putting their bid in. Everybody want to be known. So I'm quite sure the crypto people outbid the Staples Center people.
And you know, that kills
me. Built him a new stadium. Do like Shaq and say, go with you, just build your new stadium. The Forum belongs to Magic and Kareem, you know, the Showtime Lakers. That was, you know.
Yeah,
I want LeBron to build a stadium.
Yeah,
not a point. Let's name it the headline like a arena stadium.
No.
Let's go around and everybody give what the new name of their Staples Center will be.
Okay. That'll work. All that'll right. work.
No 57.
Stop. Finish on
the side of it all.
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tart Arena.
Pop-Tart Arena?
Yeah, Pop-Tart Arena.
It's funny you would say that. I had some Pop-Tarts this morning. It's been, I don't know how long since I've eaten Pop-Tarts. That joint was good. It was a strawberry Pop-Tarts with the strawberry icing. Man, I was mad I only brought one of them, man. I was like, hey, I should have brought two of these jokes.
I don't have a name. I'm just having a ball listening to y'all. I don't have a name. I'm serious.
We're going to come back to you, Tank. Marcus laughing, so Marcus got to have a name. What's his name, Marcus?
Right.
Half-baked hop stick.
Damn, Marcus.
Thank you for saying it that time, 57. He called it
what half say, baked baked, what?
Hospice. Half-baked hospice. You know, hospice, where people go when they die young, they sick.
Hospice.
Yeah.
Come on, Lou. I can't
Come on, Lou.
Right now.
Yeah.
The half-wit setter.
Half-wit.
That's a good one.
Because they are half-wit, for real. They are half-wit.
I got over the hill arena.
Boy. Let's call it the Ben Gay Palace. How about that? Come on, Tank. You got to give us something, Tank.
Right. Come on, Tank.
Come on, y'all.
Come on, man. Don't be worried about offending LeBron, man. Come on.
Right.
I don't have no name.
Hey, man, he don't want to say nothing bad about LeBron.
Hey, you know what? Tree.
Speak. I got him.
Hold
on. Forehead arena.
The forehead arena. Hey, look. No, hey, y'all know what? We can call it the unibrow arena. Huh? What? Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Because Anthony Davis going to take over after LeBron leaves, for real. Because I saw LeBron playing the other night, and LeBron ain't got all the years left that he's thinking he does. He really doesn't.
He
probably got
one or two left.
All right, y'all. That was fun. I like that. We're gonna take a quick with y'all. 563-999-3782. When we come back, it's time to go into the NFL, y'all. We're going to talk about the NFL celebrating the life of wide receiver Demaryius Thomas when we come back.
Hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright. When I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. We're pretty.
Painkillers only put me in a twilight. Demaryius Thomas. My fondest memories of Demaryius Thomas. I mean, it's so many of them. Game winning, touchdown catches and runs and clock killing receptions. I mean, the young man had what we would call illustrious wide receiver's career in the NFL. And it's more than sad when something like this happens, you know, because he was so young and his departure was so unexpected, you know. No one had any idea that this was coming about. So, you know, condolences to his family, his children, his wife, you know. Everyone that he left behind, you know. And I hope that you guys find the strength and the understanding to get through this and to find a way to make his memory into a part of his legacy, you know. Go ahead, Tree.
They don't really know the cause of his death yet. His autopsy is going to be done. It's supposed to be done Friday, so they haven't released anything yet. And I too want to send my condolences to his family, his friends, and, you know, everybody that supported him as a human being, because this is sad. But he did suffer from seizures, so we don't really know if that's the cause of why he, was found. He was found in the shower, you know, by his driver, because some people was trying to get a hold of him, and they couldn't get a hold of him. So they sent his driver to go check on him. And when he went in, he was in the shower, so he called 911, and they came. And that's how, you know, they figured out that he had already passed away. So we don't know if he had a seizure or not in the shower, or, you know, what happened, because he was by himself. He was alone by himself. So we don't really know. Well, just send his condolences and keep him in your prayers, his family, his whole entire family. Because that's devastating. He was, what, 30-something years old, 33 years old?
33.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Devastating.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. 57, you Willis?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your comment?
Oh, you want to know why I feel about that?
Yeah.
It's always sad with anyone. It's always sad when anyone passes, man. Especially someone that doing good, living a good life, done good, did good in their profession, and was just an all around good guy. It makes it that much more painful, especially to the people that love him the most and the people that know him the most. I do know one thing: he was a hell of a tight end, because he used to eat us up.
Yes, Lord.
You know, so. Yeah. You know, I just for praise for the guy, nothing but praise for him. You know, and just hope, pray for strength for his family, and, you know, and everybody that had any, you know, that knew him. You know, just death is a hard thing.
Yeah, I think we all can take a little bite of that sandwich, 57, because any team he played against, he ate them up. Seriously. So, yeah, we can all bear witness to that. Come on, Marcus.
Yeah, I basically have to piggyback off of all of y'all, which I say I pretty much took the words out of my mouth. He was dangerous, man. You know, at one point, his name run bells, you know what I'm saying? In the league, you know, his last, I even felt like his last couple years in the league, you know, he really, really wasn't he was underrated, you know, and he wasn't used enough in his last couple of years in the league. So I always thought he was a threat as a, you know, in his position. He was a beast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He just needed the right person throwing to him. So of course it's sad him being so young, you know, and my prayers just go out to his family and you know, and all his loved ones, you know.
No doubt. No
yeah.
doubt. Tang, you got a comment, Tang? Tang, you with me, bro?
Unmute yourself.
Okay, my bad. I did do that. Yes, sir. I just want to say rest in heaven to Mr. DC. Because y'all
the Cowboys.
The word. Yeah, you know, hell to the... Oh, my bad. How about them Cowboys? Nah, man, just keep it on the topic. Y'all
yeah.
said keep it on the topic. Y'all said keep it on the topic. But y'all took
yeah.
all the words.
Right, right.
There's really no more I can say. But just listening to all the... you know, the people doing the interviews since he passed, I just know one thing, that he really loved the kids, and that's one thing that I took in heart for the last few days hearing about him, because I love the kids also. And I
right,
just leave it at
right.
that.
Right. Come on, Lou. Close it out, Lou.
Yeah. How about them Cowboys is right?
See my
right.
man, Lou. See what I'm saying? Now your ass about to get muted, Lou.
Oh.
Don't mute Luke. Come on,
again?
Don't mute Luke.
I'm trying to be nice.
He good with that finger too, Luke.
Real good.
That's like his trigger finger right
you know
there.
What?
Boy, like...
You know what? You know what? I don't know why this is on my heart, but it's on my heart. Mima, you there?
Mima,
you with me, babe?
I am
you,
Mima.
You muted us.
All right. Hey. Mima, give me a, because I don't know why when Trees asked for a new name for the Staples Center, I said, yeah. you know what, Mima is forever coming up with a name, joning on somebody. So, Mima, what would your new name be for the Staples Center, LeBron and them out?
Handicap Club.
Oh. I knew it. That's why I was feeling. I was like, I know Mima got a name, Joe. I know. The Handicap Club. Wow. So they gonna have a big symbol of a person in a wheelchair.
Yep, falling down the
steps. I don't like that one.
That's me, Mima. That's me, Mima. You can.
And to them cow bums, y'all got lucky.
Yeah.
Mima, you the only one I'm gonna let. You the only one I'm gonna let say something. So you got it.
Yeah, yeah, Mima, you are dead wrong for that.
Them clowns wrong their own seat. Y'all, Jerry
Jones
is a clown.
Mima, we gonna get it. Give me a minute, Mima. Just give me a minute. We gonna let all that.
Y'all should have made sure y'all was working.
See what I'm saying? Hard headed. Black folk, I tell you, boy. We gonna take a quick break, and when we come back for the break. Y'all want to do Lady T's pick first or talk about this Cowboy Washington football team game? Which one y'all want to do first?
Let's do the pick.
I think if we don't do Lady T pick first, I think the Cowboy talk going to take over. So I think we better do that first, big bro.
Okay.
Right.
So, boy, I tell you. I tell you. 563-999-3782 is our number. 563-999-3782 is the number. And we'll be right back, y'all. Just be patient with me, y'all. I'm trying to find Lady T's song, man. Y'all caught me off guard with this. Okay, here we go. All right, Lady T, here you go, baby. This for you.
Go. I ain't never ran from a d- Nah, I ain't never. Ever. If I didn't cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Oh. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play it rough. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money, gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gon' be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me, you know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth, you been out there.
I'm going to tell y'all, for everybody that loved that song, thank Lady T, because Dear V Kill ain't know nothing about it whatsoever. So that is Mrs. T's thing altogether. All right,
that's my,
come on,
that's
T.
My
what'd you say, Lil?
That's Marcus.
I agree with you.
Oh,
Marcus
that's Marcus?
That's his yeah, he said
oh,
that's his anthem.
Yeah, me versus me.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, y'all. Let's get this thing rolling.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Week 14, you guys, week 14. And look, everybody, we did great as a group. We did really good this week. So, as I said, let's keep it moving. Coming in with the 7th pick. This is the last pick of the litter, you guys. 57. Sorry, Huckleberry, that was you. I'm sorry. You won last couple of weeks, so you're good. 8th pick. Got 8 picks right, you guys. 8 picks right is Lou and Marcus.
Okay.
9 picks, you guys. 9 picks. Coming in with Kale, Reese, and Mima. If you have not heard your name, Al, you are still in the race. All right, you guys. It's getting hot. 10 picks. 10 picks, you guys. I'm sad to say that I am one of those 10 picks. I am sad to say that. And then we have Debo joining me, and Big Boy. So all three of us are in the 10 pick. So if you have not heard your name, that means you are still in the winning. Coming in with 11 picks, you guys, 11 picks. And the winner of week 14 is... Tang.
Something ain't right here, man. Okay, so something ain't right here. No. Something ain't right.
Okay, since 57 is saying that, because I know I have to do this. Vikings. He picked the Vikings. He picked the Saints, Hawks, Chiefs, Browns, Cowboys, Titans, Chargers, Broncos, 49ers, Packers, and the score of the game was 30-23, and he picked 31-23.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
How about them Cowboys?
Man, the
Cowboys
ain't got nothing to do with that, boy. Cowboys ain't got nothing to do with that, man.
Right.
For real. How about, how about them Cowboys? That ain't got nothing to do with you winning. That ain't got nothing to do with you winning.
I'm talking about me and the Cowboys.
Okay, well, you be proud to scream that coming to the end of the season. You be proud to scream that. How about them Cowboys coming to the end of the season?
All I want
to
say is you guys.
We're going to take it week by week right now.
Now y'all week by week. Now y'all week by week.
Yeah.
Mima,
that's how the football
get
game
his
go,
ass.
Bro.
Get his
that's
ass,
how the
Mima.
Game go.
Them lucky ass.
Get him, Mima.
Hey, Mima.
You say, they brought that Corona. They brought that Corona to FedEx Field.
Hey, me, Ma. Y'all coming down to the Big D. Y'all coming down there in two more weeks. We get to do it all over again.
Hey, Tang.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing, bro? Can I say one thing? Ever since I've known you, bro, I've read this book so many times before. Cowboys start off hot, smoking. Playoffs come, they run right under a bucket of water. Cool them right off. They don't even make it.
What happened?
Cool them right off.
Y'all won't make the playoffs,
or you're going to get there and lose in the first round like you normally do. So I ain't going to get all excited and mad because the Cowboys won. I'm mad because you won the pool. That's what I'm mad about.
You told the truth about the Cowboys, 57.
Tell us how you really feel.
It's a new era, man.
The last three years, y'all went different, man. When y'all went 13 and 3, you said it's a new era, bro. Y'all went into the playoffs. Y'all look like
but
the
listen,
same Cowboys.
Hey, bro, if my man wouldn't have got there, we would have been talking about us being in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, don't book the flight this year.
I'm going to say it's always if with y'all. It's always if this wasn't like this, this would have – if the ball wasn't made of pigskin, then Dez would have caught it. Come on, y'all. Cut that crap out, man.
Guess what, though? Every time I hear you talking, you also say if we would have did this or if this wouldn't have happened. We all say it. It's just that when a cowboy said it hurts a little more, and I understand.
No, it's that you guys say it the most. And you guys say it the most, and you don't say it until your team, like 57 just said, run under that bucket of water. Then all the excuses come. Y'all win one game, y'all going to the damn Super Bowl. And that's every Dallas fan.
Do anybody critique their team if they win?
Never.
Only time we say if we see something wrong that happened in the game. Okay.
Yeah.
We might say it more. I give you that. That's because we on TV more.
In DC. When the referees be packing the Cowboys on their back. Man, please.
Yeah.
The referees packing the man on their back and smiling with the team. Man, how much money did Jerry pay them?
I can't help what Jerry's money did.
I can't help what Jerry's money did for the referees.
We'll read about it in the book that somebody's going to put out.
We'll never know. I can tell you
one thing we do know. If your offense continues to play like they're playing, though, all y'all got to do is come up against a team with a little bit of defense and a little bit of offense. And y'all are telling you the truth.
Hold on. Okay, guess what? You're absolutely right. They came up against half
of the Washington team. There was no Chase Young. There was no Montez Sweat.
You don't get to do that.
I don't get to do what?
That's how you told me last year.
Ramsey.
Hey, oh, man. If my team is beat up, the thing about it, hold on, let me finish. Now, if we're going to go by that, you are absolutely right. Then why the hell are y'all celebrating so much? You should have won.
Yeah.
You should have won.
I ain't talking about the Cowboys. I'm talking about the 49ers. I was just asking that question.
If you look at that game over In the third quarter, man, we was just trying stuff on y'all, man. Y'all get the cut. We get the
oh, wow.
All over again.
Oh, wow. Man. Oh, wow.
So Dak was trying
to throw a pick six.
No.
Dak was trying to throw
the
pick six.
No.
No, he's saying
anything. Let me talk. That's not what I said. I didn't say Dak was trying to throw a pick. I said we was trying new things on y'all. And let me comment about what you said about Dak. I believe you about that. If Dak keep playing like that, you're absolutely right. It's going to be even tougher for us to get to the Super Bowl. But in my lifetime, I didn't watch at least 3 to 4 teams get in the Super Bowl and win because of their defense. And if my defense keeps on going the way they're going, I can live with that if my defense help us win that Super Bowl.
Neither one of them was Dallas, bro.
We didn't say that.
Hey, Kane, hold on. Kane, let me talk.
Let me say something, man. With defense. I
they wasn't shoot.
Cowboys.
Hey, look, can I just say this real quick? And then I ain't going to say nothing down. I done seen this story before. Neymar, don't get upset. Don't worry about the Cowboys winning regular season games because they are their kryptonite is the playoffs. So let them win.
Never had a defense
they
like not, this.
Their
they
kryptonite
about
is
that.
The playoffs.
See, we didn't have no defense like this, see?
They're going to lose against the Giants.
Uh-oh. Oh, I don't think so.
Hey, you know what's funny to me, y'all? Yes. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. The second time around. Because let me tell you about my third-string quarterback that we have started, okay? He is nothing but determined after he loses to a team. He's nothing but determined and coming with a whole new game plan.
Right.
So you guaranteeing that win like McCarthy did?
Nah, I don't do anything like McCarthy. Let's get that straight.
No.
I don't do anything like McCarthy.
That win. Okay, well, you guaranteeing the win like my man Kobe used to do.
I'm saying if Dallas plays the way that they play, we're already expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to have to come with a little more to win this game the second time around. Can I say that?
Hey, bro.
Is that understandable?
Y'all going to have 9 points in the game when y'all playing the Cowboys, Charlie.
Well, hey, you're supposed to think that. You are supposed
Kale,
to think
hey,
that.
Y'all
are
the 3 field goals.
Hey, Kale. I got a question, Kale. Based on what you just said, what week do we play the Cowboys again?
This week we play the Eagles. We play the Eagles this week.
The Cowboys, then the Eagles.
And what's the mandatory COVID protocol?
What do you mean, dog?
I'm just asking, man. Like, what's the mandatory
protocol? How did Coach get back on the field so quick? And I just want to know, honestly,
what is the mandatory COVID protocol? And as it seems, our team not even going to be on the field when we play them.
Y'all will. It's only 10 days. Y'all going to be good.
And what about all
did
our
Dallas coach
players?
Stay out 10 days?
What about all our injured players?
I don't know about the injured players. If they clear the play, then they good.
If they clear the plate, right. Good. I don't see nothing else holding them back to be, you know, to be not playing.
Because I'm I promise that I ain't finna talk trash at all. I'm just asking. Because I wanted to make sure.
Well, I'll talk to trash. I'll talk trash. I have no problem with that. Because they have shown this Washington football team their weakness. And everybody all of a sudden, they're ready to crown Parsons. And they're bringing up names like Lawrence Taylor and great guys like that. And I'm like, damn. Can this dude get through his first season?
Chase Young too. They said about Chase Young. They talk real good about
Chase Young. I don't remember that. I do not remember that.
Okay.
I don't remember that. Now I do remember them calling out Dexter Manley. I do remember them calling out Charles Mann, Washington greats. Mm. I do remember them comparing him to them, but they're going outside.
He
so
they,
the Cowboys
gave him his props like they was giving him his props. I'm not comparing him to the Cowboys.
So the Cowboys didn't have any players that Parsons can be compared to. That's what you're saying.
What I was saying was they was giving up props to your man as well. Not they couldn't find nobody to put him up against. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they was giving him his props, his flowers while he was alive, like, you know, all his accolades. They put him up on a pedestal as well.
It don't really make a difference where they get the accolades from, man. All them guys that they talk about was great. They could have said Marty Coleman, man. But you're right. The Cowboys didn't have linebackers like that back then. We didn't have no Lawrence Taylor or no Marty Coleman and guys like that that played in the middle, man. So they had to put them with somebody else. They just didn't name a Redskins. That's all.
Right.
They name a Giant.
Right. And honestly, man, our culture, the Redskins right now, is running the ball, eating the clock, right? And against Dallas, he can't do that. So what's next?
We got to depend on that backup quarterback who, don't get me wrong, has been doing a great job. For the team,
he's still a backup quarterback.
He's still a backup quarterback. And after I'm going to say this, after that hit from Parsons, I don't know if he was concussed or what, but it looked like he forgot how to play damn football. Seriously. It looked like he forgot the playbook. And Allen, goodness gracious, he proved and shown to us exactly why he gets no playing time. You know, he's a pure bum. So, I mean, you know, I'm not going to take anything away from your Cowboy team. And as much as I hated to lose this game, y'all did more than we did. That's what it all boils down to. Y'all got more turnovers than us. Y'all crossed the end zone more times than we did. But with all that being said, y'all still went in that fourth quarter. Y'all was worried, man. Y'all was very, very worried. It wasn't until you guys blocked that extra point that you wasn't. That was the only time that you guys weren't as worried. You were still very concerned, but you weren't as worried. And for real, that in itself was the satisfaction. I had to find it. I had to look for it, but it came. It came regardless.
See y'all in 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I'll see y'all in 2 weeks, man.
Hey,
for real.
But what? What? For real what? I'm telling the truth.
Kale.
I had to look for, hey, listen, This was another Sunday where Reese heard the, what the hell are you giggling at? What's funny? Yeah, it was one of the, it was another one of them Sundays for me. What's funny? Why,
hey, Kev,
why you, why
hey,
do you know your man? Why the hell is that funny? Yeah.
Kev, they destroyed our ass, man. They destroyed us, man. All the way to the start.
At one
quarter,
by
bro.
Seven. Oh, you know what, Marcus? You about to get muted. You about to get muted. You about to get muted, y'all. For real, y'all.
Kev,
I don't need to hear that shit.
Listen.
I mean, stuff.
Or deported.
I don't need to hear that,
hey,
man.
Listen,
I don't need it. But
hey,
they only won by seven. How do you call
bruh,
that destroying us, dog? Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. Destroying us would have been us not
right.
scoring anything. That's destroying
right.
us.
Right.
They won the game.
And the team showed resilience by trying to come back. Granted, but nevertheless, me and you had a conversation about Pittsburgh. It looked identical to Pittsburgh game, right? It was junk time, bro.
You saw that low?
By then,
it
was junk time.
Speaking of Pittsburgh, and listen, let me tell y'all, to me, there is no such thing as junk time. It's not.
Huh?
It's not. If there's still a chance, if there's still a chance for the team that is losing to win, there's no. That's not junk time. That's y'all better do what y'all need to do to keep that victory on y'all side.
But see, this right. This why I understand why he's saying it was junk time though, Kev. Because for one thing, when we threw that interception, we supposed to have been running the ball.
Exactly.
Off the break, we was out there trying stuff, man.
So it's our fault y'all did.
No. It's our fault. It's the Cowboys' fault for doing that. I didn't say it was y'all's fault. No, it was the Cowboys' fault for doing that. So what I'm saying is,
right.
when they threw that interception, it did bring a whole lot of life to it at that time. Because all that happened right then and there. So I understand what you're saying. No, I understand what you're saying to play to the end. But at one point in time, everybody thought the game was over with. Because they thought we were just going to run the ball and be smart. But they, they liked throwing the ball, and that's what happened. And they got picked.
Hey, what? One question. One question. When, as it pertains to jump time, right? Jump time is when the defense goes to what type of defense?
Prevent.
Exactly. So that's all I'm talking about. Now, if we don't call it jump time, that's cool. But I'm just talking about that prevent defense, which means you can dink and dunk your way to a touchdown.
Yeah.
Duck. You brought up that Minnesota Steelers game.
Right.
I want to know where 57, who got so much to say about the Dallas and Washington game, where are you with your team, 57?
Well, I realize you really want to draw out some comments from me and everything, but I really haven't said anything about the Dallas Washington game on Sunday. I haven't opened my mouth, you know.
Bull cookie.
So, I haven't said a word. But I haven't asked anybody. I haven't said a word about that game since we've been on the air. I haven't said a word. All I talked about was Dallas not going to the playoffs. That's it. But since you brought it up. Y'all got y'all's butt spanked. And everything that Marcus just said,
about Minnesota.
Mute yourself.
You ain't got nothing to say about y'all.
I got 257. I got
we already drug me through
hold
the
on,
polls
look.
Already. We went through that
57.
Game.
57. Talk about your game first, and then after you finish talking about your game, then you can respond about the Washington game.
I ain't got nothing to say about my game, so I'm going to go straight to Washington.
Wow, you watch our game tighter than you watch your own. You watch our game tighter than you watch your own.
See? AKL.
Wow.
You cannot put words
in my
mouth.
But you just say you don't have nothing to say.
I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't say nothing wasn't in there. I just don't feel like spitting that shit out. Excuse my language.
That's what I wanted right there. That's what I look. Y'all done made me slip once. Yeah. To hear 57 slip, I'm satisfied. Go ahead, 57.
Okay.
Hey, man,
yeah,
look.
You 102, baby.
Hey, look.
Come on,
when we winning, I'm going, bruh. Ain't too much I can really, you know, all I can tell you is what I normally say. Some people need to get fired, and we need to start with.
Well, let me ask you a serious question, though, 57. Let me ask you a serious question. Like, looking at that game, looking at y'all game Sunday. Thursday. And looking at y'all game, what do you see is the problem? Like,
how
seriously, not joking, not nothing. Like, what do you see is the problem?
I'm coming straight at you right now. Our defense, before, your defense got to me. Your defense got to be the hub of your team. Your defense got to be able to stop people. We can't stop anybody. You know, they open up, they run stunts on us and leave the middle open, and we don't even fill it in with a linebacker or anything. They just run, we ain't got no defense. You know, that's
okay,
all.
So
our defense needs to get strong. Our defense needs to get strong. And our coach is standing there like he is like a deer in headlights. He don't know what's going on and don't know what to do.
At least he wasn't smiling. At least he wasn't smiling and laughing. My damn coach was smiling and laughing, which almost cost me a 43-inch TV. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, what the hell is so funny? Seriously, dude, what are you smiling about? What you laughing about, dog? Don't you know this rivalry that you're involved with now? Slim, you got to bring it all, and then you want to talk about, oh, well, McCarthy made it all about himself. And this, who the hell did you make it about? Who did you make it about, man?
And one more thing, too, Tree.
Yeah.
We got young players on the team who act like they never done anything before in their life. We got 10 seconds left on the clock. And Claypool, what's his name, catch a pass. We trying to stop the ball. He up there profiling. He got a first down. Our offensive lineman had to run over and grab the ball out of his hand. Boy, get on the line so we can run this play.
Right.
What's wrong with you? You know,
see,
that's coaching. That's coaching right there. The coach is supposed to have that in order.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we both can, and Tree, you're right. It's the next man up mentality. That's what it should be. It really, truly should be the next man up. But like I said, when you lose key pieces like a Chase Young and a Montez Sweat, and then the dude that normally backs them up is out with COVID, I mean, come on. You can only go but so far. You know what I mean? You're losing key pieces that you've tried everything you can to replace, but they're gone. They're gone. And then the people that's their replacement is gone as well.
Kale, the defense,
go ahead, Mark.
Our defense did pretty good. Those players that you just mentioned are on defense. Our offense lost the game because how good the Cowboys' defense was. Not the other way around.
Sir?
Our defense kept us in the game.
Yeah,
I can talk about that defense.
Our offensive line. Our offensive line. Yeah. I mean, and then the thing about it, I didn't even see them Bammers go over there and try to help Heinicke up. You didn't do your job. You got this man blindsided. And you're letting him get up on his own? Where they do that at?
That goes to the testament of what you said about Heinicke not being him being a backup. When it comes to that many pros, that much talent on defense running them type of stunts, it was too much for him to read. It's too much. When he looked at that defense, he didn't know what was coming out.
Yeah.
He didn't know what was coming out or where it was coming from.
True that.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, maybe he'll get revenge. Game two.
Man. Go ahead, big boy. Big boy just chimed in with us. Come on, big boy.
What's up,
big boy?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah,
I think it's just if you look at our offense, Dallas defense shocked us in the first half.
Yeah.
The defense shocked us. Our defense was able to keep us in the game in the second half. Because remember, Dallas only scored 3 points in the second half. He scored 20. So it ain't like the game wasn't as one-sided as the stats might tell it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Heinicke, like I said, that defense is shocking. And I'm not, I'm a football player, I'm a football fan, and I'm going to say it like this. That defense was nasty. That defense came out there to play. They got their piece of the back.
I'm about to mute you, big boy. You about to get muted.
No. Seriously, though. Hey, look. If we want to talk football, let's talk football. Hey, look. Now, I'm not saying that they ain't got an ass whooping coming. I'm sorry. They ain't got a whooping coming the next time we play. I'm just saying, hey, look, it's just like when you face one of those dominant defensive players, you got to figure them out. It might take you a game or two. It's not going to be the same game come next. We got the next. It's not going to be the same game.
I tell y'all this. I think y'all got a pretty good chance because I know one thing about the Cowboys, the closer they get to the playoffs, the weaker they get. It's like running into kryptonite. If y'all play them the last game, that's like a definite victory the last game because they can't, they hate looking down that tunnel. They hate looking down that tunnel until the playoffs, boy. They don't like the playoffs.
We play them. We got Philly this
y'all
week. We play Dallas again next week. So we got to get past Philly.
Time.
We got to get past Philly, which, Jalen Hurts ain't 100%. So that means
y'all had a good game yesterday.
That's another defense y'all got to worry about. Those Coxon and ain't playing over there. Hey, Tang,
stop pounding your chest, man. Because like they're saying,
Cox,
it's true.
I'm telling you to stop pounding your chest
and act like y'all played such a great defense yesterday. They almost came back and beat y'all's butt. They almost beat y'all's butt yesterday. They almost beat y'all's butt.
Listen to me, man. We all on here watch football. Big boy just got on here and told you that defense was nasty, man. They just need to be nasty again. That's all.
That defense was nasty.
Every week,
the Washington football team didn't play their game
down
until the second half.
The Washington football team, that's the type of game you're going to get regardless.
Yeah.
So that's just what it is, man. We just want to come out with the jersey when we play the Washington football team.
point blank.
A couple of passes. A couple of passes not dropped, and y'all lose that game yesterday.
We dream about it tonight to see if they win. In your dream.
I ain't got to dream about nothing. I ain't got to dream about nothing.
I advise you to
buy you a cushion for a landing spot when y'all don't make the playoffs.
We making the playoffs, bro.
I appreciate you, hey, bro. I appreciate you taking the humble football route about this. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got the W. And I ain't really heard you talking too much, you know.
Only because you just came on, big boy.
Oh, for real?
Only because you just came on.
Hey, big boy, I ain't say nothing about it. All I said all day was, how about them Cowboys? I might have said that four times. I ain't even speak on the game. I ain't even say nothing about the Washington Cowboys game until they talked about it.
You want me to remind you of some of the nasty stuff you said to me about them on the phone today?
I'm just saying, when anybody win, they just brag. That's just nasty. I'm over here bragging. Y'all couldn't hear me because I was saying we over here winning too. We San Fran,
like,
we winning too. Yeah.
Did y'all talk about that terrible call at the end? The incomplete pass that was called a fumble? Did y'all talk about that?
They gave that to the Cowboys.
If it come down, if the game come down to one call, you didn't play hard enough.
However, they gave y'all that. That's a BS call.
That was an incomplete pass. That wasn't a fumble.
Yeah, that was an incomplete pass, but they gave it to the Cowboys.
Now, we in scoring position. We in scoring position when that happens. That game would have had a totally different look if it wasn't for that call.
That game would have been totally different. That happened twice in the game, big boy, too. It wasn't just that one time. You're right. Now you can say that.
Hey, Kale,
when we talking facts, I'm gonna get with you. But
all that wishing on the lucky star, man,
I can't get with it.
I wasn't wishing on no lucky star. I was trying to shoot them damn stars down. I was trying to shoot a star down. Mama. I wasn't wishing on
the bad part is our team wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what?
We was wishing on a falling star.
That's one thing that's kind of growing old to me. Serious, huh? It's like the fan base. We're getting more excited and more into the game than Ron Rivera was smiling on the sideline. What in the hell are you smiling at, man? And I understand that the game. He was smiling. And I understand that the game has ebbs and flows. But the time you were smiling, we had zero on the board.
Why are you smiling, dude?
I don't think he was smiling, Kel. I think he was laughing.
I think his face was hurting. I think his face be hurting.
Laughing. I think he was
okay,
saying, I can't
well,
believe they got Dallas got more fans here than we do. I can't believe it.
That's right.
He came here and took over our
well, face. Well, well, if you're worried about that as the coach of a team, if you're worried about that as a coach of a team that's losing, you're showing us that you've lost them. If you're more worried about the asses in the stands, you're more worried about the asses in the seats instead of the dudes that are playing the game, your interest is in the wrong place.
Look. That was a joke, man, letting you know that y'all ain't got no fan support. You probably their biggest fan right now. The way you be yelling and screaming on the phone.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot Nima.
Don't even try it, okay?
I'm sorry, Nima. I forget. Two good fans.
The D.C. living Cowboys fans don't mean nothing to us for real. Don't get twisted.
Two good fans. My bad.
Don't get twisted.
Tell them, Nima.
We just ain't gonna pay all that money to go and watch him when we gonna look him at TV. We ain't going out there and sitting
hey,
cold. What?
Nemo said you her Huckleberry. You
her. Hey, if it makes you laugh, I'll be your Huckleberry. That's my game. That's what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. I'm here to make you
and
laugh.
And we glad you here too.
Yes, sir. Yes,
keep
ma'am.
Me
no doubt. No doubt. But big boy, don't you ever make that mistake again. You just wasn't on. Kane been talking crap. You hear me? We been hearing how about them Cowboys along with his counterpart Lou, you know, along with his sidekick Lou. You know, both of them are talking trash.
Hey, look, all right, I'm going to talk trash right now. 29. You know what 29 means?
No.
What I've been saying is y'all had 29 total yards in the first and second quarter.
Yeah. No, I thought 29 was Dak's quarterback rating at the end of the game. At the end of the game, Dak's quarterback rating was 29.
That's how many passing and rushing yards y'all had in the before till halftime.
Okay, that's halftime.
Hey, look,
for the total game, Dak. For the total game.
Y'all made
exactly.
Together 3 points. We know that. We shut y'all down and started chilling. That's what in we the did. Second half. No. That ain't what happened. Because you damn sure wouldn't have allowed us to get to 20 points if you could have stopped it.
Man,
if they wouldn't have been full of themselves and would have just been running the ball like they were supposed to, you wouldn't have never got there. You wouldn't have never got close.
No, the running game.
And I'm talking about, and let me tell you how far they got full of themselves. You know, when you run the clock out, you run it out. Man, we were still hiking the ball with 15 seconds left on the clock. That's just us being full of ourselves. We should
have
done that.
If the duck knew how to land, he wouldn't have got his butt wet.
Yeah.
the running game was not on Sunday. So I'm talking about for Dallas. The running game was not on. So y'all couldn't
the running
run
game,
the clock.
But the running game two. Ain't been on the last. But y'all know that. The running game ain't been on for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is the fourth, fifth week our running game ain't been on. So we all know that.
So y'all had to throw.
I said we got full of ourselves because if they would have kept putting that lineman back there and making them be a fullback and let them be a lead blocker like we was doing, that's all we had to do. We would have got two first downs. The game would have been over with, bro. But
we got full of ourselves.
Guess what, though? We play y'all in 2 weeks. Y'all let this leave.
We could not
years,
do that
man.
In the second half.
We will not give you the last damn word. Boy, you are going crazy. We play y'all in 2 weeks, and that's all. Boy, you have lost your damn mind. We ain't giving you the last word. Tree, please tell me you're writing this down. Please tell me you're writing all of this down. Yeah. Tree, are you writing this?
What I'm writing?
Please. That Tank said, get y'all team together. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got
please.
In 2 weeks.
Take that
note. Hopefully Cox and them don't break nobody back out there.
Yeah.
That's what y'all need to be worried about, because Philly don't. That's y'all rival, too. Y'all worried about Dallas. That's in 2 weeks. Y'all need to be worried about Philly, man.
But we hate y'all.
Man.
We hate y'all.
We hate everybody in this division.
We're going to talk about the Cowboys next week, all next week long. Why are we talking about them now? We're supposed to be talking about Philly.
Nah.
Well,
Tang, don't act like this is your first time on the corner. Don't act like this is your first time. We're talking about the game that was just played. It's only Tuesday, bro. Don't speed football away that quick. Let us enjoy it.
Look, we play y'all again, man. We division team.
Hey.
Y'all swept us last year, and that's when I'm really going to go on y'all, when we beat y'all again in 2 weeks.
Hey,
so let's keep going on that.
I'm right here. You sound like the coach.
Hey, are you, this is, remember what I said to you about 2 weeks ago?
Time too, me,
this
mom,
is what it's like
this.
When you with people. Well, not used to winning. You know, they ain't used to winning nothing.
Talking about 2K.
He's talking about, why are you talking about me? I just lost. Why? How's he talking about me? Don't deflect that out of your household. He's talking about Tang. He's speaking of Tang.
I'm talking about Kale, Tang. I'm talking about you two, Tree. The whole division. I'm talking about all of y'all.
I know, but I know you're going to come back
somewhere and get me before this season is over with, so I had to take that shot.
Yeah. You taking shots at everybody over Pittsburgh. That's what that is.
Yes,
you just taking shots at people.
We're right out there and laid an egg.
Yeah, we did. But don't worry.
Pittsburgh went out there and made potato salad. Pittsburgh went out there and made potato salad. They ain't just laid no damn egg. Come on with it, Tree. Come on, baby. We get it. That's how we got to go.
That was coleslaw.
Not coleslaw.
Hey,
boy.
Y'all already know what time it is. Y'all already know. I hate this time of the day, you guys, because that means we got to go. Ooh, boss!
Right.
Did you hear that? Okay, anyway.
What's that?
My new boss that I just spent this thing. Y'all ain't... Okay, never mind. It went over everybody's head. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. I mean, everyone. We love you guys. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And our number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us here at Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also follow us at blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. You guys, we love spending time with you guys. We're going to see you guys right back here on Thursday with the Miss T's picks. You guys, study, be ready. And we also would like to say rest in peace to Demaryius Thomas and his family. Everybody here at Kale's Corner, we just want to send our condolences out to him and his family. Right back to you, Kale.
Hey, we got to take time to congratulate Brother Tang on winning this week's pool. Meemaw,
oh, yeah.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Don't let me down, Meemaw. I need you to win. Listen, thank you all. And listen, y'all. Y'all know what we just did? We just proved so many people wrong because they say that you can't have a football conversation between rivals and everyone ends up laughing. Everyone ends up enjoying themselves. So, hey, man, thank you guys again for this 2 hours that you sacrificed to be a part of Kale's Corner. As I always tell y'all, and I mean this, I seriously, and I'm going to say it until you all really sinks in. We cannot do any of this without you, without you. So your participation and your appearance on this show is very, very necessary, very necessary. So, you know, no, Damon, I'm not mad. Shut up, Bama. We love y'all. We thank everybody for their participation, and we'll get with y'all on Tuesday. Until then, hey,
I
listen.
Like Thursday.
Thursday, right. That's Damon, man. Damon, stop, boy. Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. We'll see y'all there, man. This Bama is playing
well,
too much, y'all.
Let me say this real quick. Let me say this real quick before you
go. Go ahead.
Let me say this real quick before you go. I wanted to say thank you guys for all the anniversary wishes. Me and Tang wanted to say thank you guys, and it's very much appreciated. So thank you guys, and we love you guys for all of that. Thank you.
Yes, and thank you guys for my new ears. I love them. I love them, and we're going to work out everything and get everything corporate steady on the ball, y'all. So, hey, just keep doing what you're doing, man. We appreciate y'all, and we'll holler at y'all Thursday. Be ready with those picks. Be ready. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you, write them down and then contemplate over them. That's how you pick the winners. Write them down, contemplate over. As long as you don't tell truth, you can change your answer as many times as you want. So, yeah. Let's do this, man. Let's do this. All right, Treat, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get on out of here.
Mr. Bombastic. We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shuggy. Mr. Lover. I'm Mr. Lover. Girl. Mr. Lover. I'm Mr. Lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic. Call me fantastic. Touch me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. Touch me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Smooth. Just like a silk. Half and cuddly. Hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. Now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. Don't know me well, Bill. Do me, oh my, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young, girl who can ring my bell and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on my back, it says I'm Mr. Rose. Set your mind at ease. Don't you stick to my foot bottom, baby, please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a hachoom sneeze. Well, you are the bun and me are the cheese. And if I'm me of the rice, I'll baby love you the peas. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Boom, boom, I used to give me your loving, y'all your loving, well, go.
your loving. Can't be it like you should. I give you loving, girl. You loving well, good. I want your loving, girl. You remember the who you like to kiss and caress. Rub down every strand of your panty chest. I'm bombastic, rated as the best. The best you should get, nothing more, nothing less. Give me your digits, chat on your address. I'll bet you confess when you put me to the test that I'm bombastic. Fantastic, don't friend on the boxes, there's a Mr. O. Tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says Mr. Bombastic. Why? Girl, your admiration, it's a leap me from the start. With such physical attraction, girl, you know to feel the spark. I want a few words, now go tell you no sweetheart. Now go lava, 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 and not chat pure part. I'll get straight to the point, like a aura, aura dart. Humble you down in my jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only sound you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will, and have some sweet pillow talk. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says Mr. Rose. Mr. Boom. What do you say, girl?